So crime did pay for those who run the system. They invented lots of crime, like starving, and you steal a loaf of bread to feed yourself, and there was no compassion back then, and that was just horrible. People who were in the same classes as them were terrified to help them, because it was almost like contaminated. If you were seen with them, then you'd be under the same scrutiny, you see. There's even a church in Scotland, it's a famous church, when they were clearing people off the land in 1800, and they had, they were replacing it with sheep. Literally, you know, that was part of the clearances. There was a Cheviot sheep that were bred down the borderlands that could withstand the island climate. So they were just moving folk off and off and off. And it's so horrific, because in the Highlands they had genocide. For those who don't know it, there was genocide. Ordered genocide after Culloden in 1746. The troops went through the whole of the Highlands, and anybody connected to anybody that they claimed was involved in it, whole families were wiped out, children and all. There's been no inquiry about that ever. And then the rest of them were left, they used for the military. They gave them, they let them wear the kilts. They even had a big manufacturer open up in Britain to supply the kilts, by the way, for Scottish regiments, which they created, and they became the shock troops. So the abused end up getting used across the planet to fight other wars that they didn't get anything from. But it's a horror show, absolutely. But what I'm getting to is the fact that people who are terrified won't come to help. What are you going to do when you see families living in a churchyard whose homes has been burned down to clear them out? And this is a historical record. And even the minister won't let the families into the church to live while they find somewhere. But see, everyone's so terrified. If you help them, then they still had this memory, this recent memory of being classed as a terrorist. And therefore, these people were nothing, they were scum, they had no money, they had blah, 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 no property. And people will condemn them and call them names as before they'll come and help them. That's a fear reaction when people do that. And it's so that they don't get connected with them, and possibly that they get their home burned down. You see? A horrific history. Truly horrific. And people have been used and abused right up. And they're still getting, I mean, the troops today are living in a cocktail of drugs, because they can't give them even validation of a just war anymore. And in the past, there had to be a semblance of a reason for invading and fighting a people. But they can't even really put that across anymore. It's just so invalid. So they give them all kinds of drugs afterwards when they start to come to, and they're not in it anymore, and they try to figure out what it was for, and all the visions and pictures are literally engraved in their minds. Come back to haunt them. Or people perhaps, they never knew them. All age groups and so on, and how are you going to live with that, eh? So they come up with even, remember the articles a few years ago, they could even put viruses into specific parts of the brain of the troops in the hope to eradicate literally the memory in those particular areas. This is scientific tyranny we're in, Brave New World. We are. And it's not finished. It's going to be a long show before it gets anywhere near completion. Technically, it'll never be completed. There's always the next step, and more progress, as I like to call it. And population reduction, of course. But we're not run by what you think are your politicians. That's kind of obvious when you really, really look into all the big global meetings, like the World Economic Forum. What on earth is the World Economic Forum? Look into its website. It's through there that a lot of the funding goes to all these specialized areas of creating tomorrow's leaders and all areas of life. Well, you don't talk to believe folk just sort of evolve themselves and leadership. No, they don't. They pick them for all areas. And that means they're trained and propagandized perfectly for the one agenda. Do they have minds of their own? Nope. They're completely, they'll see one avenue only, and that's all they'll see. They're guaranteed. They're the closest things you'll get, actually, to a specially designed human being at the moment, perhaps.